Lion.
Elvis gets far too much attention all these years after he died.
Well, he's the king. What are you gonna do? Yeah, so.
There's some kind of mystique to him.
We're back with Suzanne, and she has another special topic to discuss with us. And Suzanne, tell us, what is the topic for today?
Shirtless girl babies.
Okay, now what do you mean by that? Because that's kind of an unusual statement you
Oh,
just made.
okay. A few months ago, I was channel hopping and I came across a channel I didn't know I had. I pressed the number buttons and it appeared in a little black box at the top of the screen. It said, baby. Well, what would that be? Okay, it turns out there's a cable TV channel called Baby First, and it shows fun and educational segments for babies, maybe at least 5 months old. I doubt they'd be for anything like 2 weeks or 2 months. Well, among its animated characters are two babies, Goo Goo and Gaw Gaw. They're a boy and girl baby, respectively, and in keeping with traditional colors, Goo Goo is blue and Gaw Gaw is pink. Now, Goo Goo wears only a diaper. Now that's okay because he's a boy, but Gaw Gaw doesn't wear a shirt.
Okay, so they're both babies wearing diapers, but your issue is with the girl baby not having a shirt.
That's right. Because sometime later, I had to go to the supermarket. Now, I had to get my first articles from the place where they have all the vitamins and medicines. To get to my next destination, I had to go through the baby goods aisle. And there I saw, bold as brass, on packages of diapers, photographs of shirtless baby girls.
Okay, so what is your issue with the fact that the baby girls don't have a shirt?
I've spoken before against setting up babies and or toddlers for questionable or unflattering situations and then photographing them accordingly. In this case, they took pictures of real baby girls. You could tell they were girls from the length and style of their hair, but the girl babies are wearing only diapers. They're shirtless, or if you think in the adult sense, topless.
Okay, so your main concern is what?
Well, like I said about the babies and toddlers, what's going to happen in a few years when those babies are older and they're taught by their parents always to dress decently, and then they see these controversial pictures?
Okay, so you just think that later on they would be dealing with mixed messages from the parents, because why were they topless when they were babies, but have to cover up when they're older? Is that an issue?
That's part of it,
Okay,
yes.
so what's the
And then when
risk?
they learn, when they're teenagers or so, about lewd entertainment forms for adults only, they'll be even more self-conscious.
Okay, but all right. I don't know if many people look at babies in that way. I mean, hopefully nobody, but
Well, I noticed it clear as anything. One of the diaper companies in their photos of the girl babies didn't even show the diaper. All you saw was the shirtless girl baby from the waist up.
Did you receive some kind of mixed messages when you were a kid, or stuff that you perceived to be mixed messages when you grew up?
Yes.
Is that one of them?
Being photographed naked or half naked?
Well, I know a lot of times people do take pictures of their babies nude when they're little.
Because they'll be taught when they're older that nudity is wrong.
Okay, so you consider any display of uncovered body to be wrong?
That's right.
Okay, how about nudist beaches?
Hmm?
How about a nudist beach?
Well, that's wrong too. But I'll tell you one thing: nudist beaches or colonies have to be enclosed so that the average people don't know that they're there and don't go in there unintentionally.
I see. So you're really concerned that somebody might be very modest later in their life and be embarrassed by the fact that they were taking a picture, or somebody took a picture of them when they were babies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about people who feel differently? Let's say they don't have a problem with nudity. They think it's okay.
What do you mean? They don't find these questionable pictures raw?
Well, I'm thinking most people don't sexualize children. Like, it's just a baby. They don't look at it that way. But when you're an adult, there's a different way of looking at things, I guess. Some people don't feel nudity is anything to be ashamed of.
Well, they're going to have a lot of trouble if they deliberately expose themselves, either naked or with just a pair of shorts or a loincloth.
Okay, so what would you say to let's say those companies or the parents who allowed their babies to be photographed for those modeling pictures?
Any message? Immodestly?
Yes.
You are out and out wrong.
Okay, so you would prefer that the baby would wear a shirt as well as a diaper?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think many people will complain if there's a picture of a baby with a shirt and a diaper, right? But at the same time, I don't know if most people see that as wrong.
Well, also, there was one time in this Baby First channel when they were advertising a new brand of disposable diapers. This one baby ran in. You saw, I couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl, but you could see the side of his derriere. He had no diaper on.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Right. So in your opinion, any display of nudity is immodest and should be avoided.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I think what we should do is let's open this up for comments and then see how people feel. I mean, I never thought of this as being something wrong. I've seen a diaper, I never thought of it, but obviously, you think there's something wrong with taking a picture with a shirtless baby. So I wonder how public feels about that stuff in general.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
How do you feel about clothing on animals?
Clothing on what?
Animals. Like dog sweaters.
If they wear the clothes for their own benefit, I don't see anything wrong with them. Or if they're comfortable, they're attractive, then I don't see anything wrong with them.
Okay, but for like human amusement, I guess it wouldn't be appropriate.
Like a Halloween outfit for a cat.
I'm thinking of a Halloween outfit. Yes,
I dress my cats.
That's what I was thinking of,
and I photographed them.
But Well, if it's a Halloween outfit, you wouldn't put a mask over the animal's head because then it wouldn't be able to see clearly and might fight to get it off.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of a hat or something like that.
Well, what style of hat?
I don't know.
Sombrero.
Cowboy? Top hat?
Usually, cats don't really like wearing anything on their head. It's very unusual.
Cats usually don't like to be dressed up.
Yeah.
By nature, they're more independent and want their own way.
Yeah, I used to have an orange cat. Maybe you remember my older pictures when he dressed up as Elvis and the king. I send you those Christmas cards. His name was Gilbert. And now I have a gray cat. So maybe this would be a good time for you to open your Christmas card.
Hey.
Since we talk about it. So open this up.
Well, why?
Because there's a picture of a cat wearing an outfit. So since we're talking about it, that would be appropriate. It's your first Christmas card. We're here day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And celebrating the day after Thanksgiving with Suzanne. But I brought my Christmas card for her. So she's gonna show us the Christmas card. So what do you think, Suzanne? This is one of my cats.
Ooh.
Do you know who that's supposed to be? But those are different cats in the back. But do you know who the famous character she's? She always portray. I always take a picture of the cat as a famous character. Do you know who Frida Kahlo was? The painter.
I don't recognize that headpiece. Are the ears covered?
Yeah, the ears would be covered in that case.
Well,
yeah.
A little bit, but she's wearing earrings, and she's got I'll take a close up of this.
Yeah, you should do it.
But it's sort of a remake of a Frida Kahlo portrait. Do you know? Are you familiar with Frida Kahlo or no?
I don't quite understand.
It was a famous painter, Frida Kahlo. She was like a really well known painter,
Mexican artist.
So
yeah.
I usually redo the portraits of famous, in case of my cat, Gilda. She's always she was Cleopatra last year, Queen of England. I showed you those pictures. They dressed her up as Amelia Earhart.
Do you use puns? Like, is it Cleocatra?
Yes. Well, right now it says.
And Freya Catlow?
Feline Kahlo.
Okay, that's not the way I would have gone, but that's
well, this is my wife's thing. She named it. I had a different, I was going to use cat, but
yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, usually I'll take a famous character and I'll redo him as a cat. A couple of years ago, she was Amelia Earhart. She was in a plane made out of cardboard, but she was playing. You saw that one. I sent you a couple of years ago.
It's been a long time. I don't remember it.
Okay. And this is the rest of the clan on the other side.
So, appropriate?
You better be ready to take off the black shawl and pull down the white top fast and the headpiece. If it's uncomfortable to the cat's ears, he'll probably try to scratch it off right away.
Did you have any problems?
She can pose for a couple of seconds. Mm-hmm. You can get a couple of shots out, and then you have to give her a break.
But, well, see, clothing animals would have to be of short duration.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, however, her brother, Soda brother, who passed away, Gilbert, was the first cat I started photographing. He liked wearing costumes. He would parade around dressed as Superman. I had him dressed as a Pope one year, Elvis.
You
must have gotten that.
Dressing as the Pope can be disrespectful.
Well, this was done in a paying homage, so to speak. It was Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
A lion.
Elvis gets far too much attention all these years after he died.
Well, he's the king. What do you?
So there's some kind of mystique to him. Yeah. They just made a new movie about Priscilla.
There you go. Yeah, that was
selling theaters now.
Sofia Coppola's film.
Yeah,
I didn't
see
it. But
I haven't seen it yet.
So anyway, what do you? I mean, she doesn't mind being dressed up. Like some cats, you can't put anything on them; they'll flip out. But she's not as patient as Gilbert was. Gilbert was on another level. He would wear it all day.
Gilbert was weird.
He had an outfit for him as a Superman, and he walked around like parading. He would wait for the kids in front of the door for Halloween and greet the children in the neighborhood, and everybody would like take a picture.
You should have taken him out trick or treating.
Well, yeah, people came to the house.
And yeah,
take him. Since he was little, we started with him when he was like not even 1 year old. And he enjoyed wearing outfits, but she tolerates it. She doesn't enjoy it. Gilbert was a special cat. He liked it. Well, anyway, Merry Christmas in advance. I'm sure I'll talk to you before that.
It's a nice cat, but you have to sort of see everything from her point of view. She may not go for being clothed for an extended length of time.
She can only do it for a short amount of time, and because she also knows she's getting treats afterwards. So she gets the treat that she really likes as a reward for
Christmas bonus.
Yeah, it's a Christmas bonus for a cat. It's not a mouse, but it's a Christmas bonus. All right. Well, I guess that wraps up two quick topics.
Yes.
We have the diapers and cats in outfits.
So. We could hear from everybody about their opinions about that too.
Yeah, let us know. How do you feel about shirtless baby pictures on diaper covers or package covers?
Naked people and clothed animals.
And that's right. Nude people, clothed animals. Well, thank you, Suzanne. We'll cover another topic in a little bit.
Yes, you're welcome.